listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, live, live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, May 2nd, 2018. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And Michael Kelly joining us as well.
Good evening, everyone. Always happy to be here.
I'd like to welcome those joining us live as well as those listening to the archives. We appreciate you being here with us. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. We have a number of educational programs affiliated with ICMH Church. One is empoweredrecovery.com, which offers help for the friends and family of alcoholics and addicts. Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers. MetaphysicsInstitute.org offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical science, spiritual counseling, life coaching, holistic healing, and various other metaphysical topics. And also Thomas Francis University, TFUniversity.org, that offers standalone metaphysical courses and degrees. Now, as we've been doing for the last few weeks, we've been, instead of reading the abbreviated principles of belief, we've been taking one each week. And we're going to do that in a moment. We're going to be focusing on number 7. But before I get a little ahead of myself, I want to read a pay it forward story for your listening pleasure. And this is one of our students recounted this in his assignment. We'll call him Bill. Well, because that's his name. No, not really. His name's not really Bill. I'm just kidding you. But this is what he writes. He says, and I think it's a good story. He says, as a repairman, I was called out on several jobs where I knew the client had no means to pay for the services and the client was in dire straits for help. The repairs were such that the client didn't have the skills or expertise to perform the work themselves, yet the jobs were such that they needed immediate attention. For example, one single mother of three young children had a broken water line to the water heater. I decided that this was a time to pay it forward. I repaired the water line. She began to ask if she could pay me later. I said, no, this one's on me. If you see a need you can fill for someone else, just pay it forward. Later, I heard from a nearby neighbor that she had searched out three of her elderly neighbors who needed a hand with cleaning and laundry. They, in turn, helped other struggling families by volunteering to babysit so the parents could get a break by themselves. So that was a great pay-it-forward example. And just to reiterate something I've said a million times, okay, that might have been an exaggeration, a bunch of times. Paying it forward is the work that metaphysical humanists do. So we look for opportunities every day for ways that we can pay it forward in little ways. I mean, there are so many ways we can do it. A smile to somebody, you know, can really be an encouraging thing. It can be very uplifting. That's a way of paying it forward, or doing something for somebody that needs the help. You know, just look for those opportunities. All right, so let's get to our primary topic here, which is self-coaching and counseling, and we're going to consider principle of belief number 7. Has to do with life leadership paragon, and principle of belief number 7 reads, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these three synergistically create the goal of self-completeness, which is also self-actualization. This describes the life leadership paragon. And the word paragon simply means model of excellence. That's what it means. So the life leadership paragon is a model for living. It's a fundamental model for living. And everything we teach is based on it. It's the platform for everything that we teach. So, and the components, again, of the life leadership paragon, there are three traits that create a fourth one. And the three are self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will. And these three create self-completeness, which simply means standing on your own two feet. And I'll explain. So what I want to do is explain what these are, but really within the context of self-coaching or self-counseling. And this is what we teach in the in our spiritual counseling and life coaching program. It's the life leadership paragon is such an elegant model. It's simple, it's easy to understand, and it is powerful when it comes to coaching and counseling. So if you're interested in coaching or counseling, spiritual counseling, life coaching, spiritual life coaching, any of those, this is the curriculum you go through at IMHS. Same is true for the programs at TFU, Trent Thomas Francis University. So let me explain how it works. First of all, self-acceptance. Obviously what it says. You know, we need to accept ourselves just as we are, for who we are, warts and all, as Shakespeare said. That means to not put yourself down, not denigrate yourself. It means to accept yourself for who you are. It's about self-esteem. It's not about them esteem. Self-esteem, we all know what that is, right? Internal validation and expectations. We validate ourselves, we have our own expectations, we meet those, we validate ourselves. Low self-esteem, on the other hand, which we call them esteem, simply means external expectations and validation. Self-esteem is internal, them esteem is external. So with them esteem or low self-esteem, we only feel good about ourselves when we're doing something that the other people expect. We feel good about ourselves when we're doing what our bosses expects or our religious leaders expect or our parents expect or whoever. That's them esteem. We're not really living for ourselves. In fact, we've lost our own identity with them esteem. We're basically taking on the identity of other people. So with self-acceptance, it means to accept yourself just as you are, knowing that you are perfect just as you are. You know, that old tired out concept of perfection is age old, ages old, centuries old, and all it is somebody else's idea to try to shame people, you know, try to control you through shame and guilt. That's all that. There's no such thing as that perfection in the way that we normally view it. Perfection simply means, you know, doing the best you can, being better tomorrow than you were yesterday, you know, accepting yourself just as you are, but trying to improve every day. That's the only way people can be perfect. And, you know, you got to also remember that you're exactly where you are, perfectly where you are, because of the choices and decisions you've made. It's true for all of us. So if we want to be somewhere different, we make better choices and better decisions. And if we don't want to make better choices and decisions, no problem. Somebody else will make them for you. So bear that in mind, self-acceptance. And I will say to Dr. Hunter and Michael, if you have a comment or anything, just interrupt me as I go. If you have some, you know, sudden inspiration, something you want to say. So, all right, self-acceptance. The second principle of the three is self-responsibility. Again, it is what it says, basically taking personal responsibility for who you are and where you've been and where you're going. I like the adage, when you look in the mirror, you know, I'm looking at the person responsible for my future. And that's true of all of us. We're responsible for our past, we're responsible for our present, we're responsible for our future. So self-responsibility is something we have to have. The third one is respect for free will. That simply means don't try to change people, don't try to control people. In fact, don't try to change or control things you can't change or control. And it usually involves people. That means not giving unsolicited advice to other people. And that's a problem that most people have a challenge with. You know, they give unsolicited advice. And so we teach not to do that. That means respecting people's rights to be themselves, to walk their own path. It's not up to you. It's their stuff, not your stuff. So we don't try to control or change people. These three traits, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will, synergistically, I should say, create self-completeness, which simply means standing on your own two feet, knowing who you are and why you are who you are. That's self-completeness. That means you generally know who you are, why you are who you are, and you're doing your thing, walking your own path, living your life, which is your right. So I wanted to give you a brief rundown of these three qualities or traits, plus the fourth one of self-completeness, because that's the goal, being complete within yourself, not, quote, needing, unquote, anyone or anything outside of yourself to complete you. Now, that doesn't mean we're still social people, right? We're social animals. We need people. We thrive with people. But we shouldn't need somebody to be happy or to be complete within ourselves. All right. So that's a kind of a brief overview of the life leadership paragon. So now let's put this into coaching. Any comments before I move on to the next section from anyone?
Doing good.
Okay. Yeah, don't say anything. He's on a roll. Okay, so let's talk about the life leadership paragon then within the context of coaching and counseling. And this is what we call life leadership coaching, which is a combination of spiritual counseling, transpersonal counseling, and life coaching. Same curriculum, same thing, as we call it life leadership coaching. Again, the goal, and I haven't said this yet, so it's not again, but the goal of life leadership coaching is to help people take their power back by restoring order and balance to the life leadership paragon, to their life leadership paragon. So here's the thing. When we have, we're not fulfilling our true potential, when we're having problems, when we're blocked, when we're not achieving what we need to achieve, when we have adversity, when we have problems, when we have dysfunctional relationships, all that stuff, the stuff that people go to counselors and coaches for, that's because one or more areas of our life leadership paragon are out of whack. They're out of balance. So the objective is to restore order and balance to those three traits, which then in turn create self-completeness. We start with self-acceptance. That's the place to start, because most people have a self-esteem deficit, right? We all could use a boost in our self-esteem. And by the way, confidence and self-esteem are not the same thing. So we could be very confident but have a low self-esteem, which we call them esteem. So the first place to bring into order, into balance, is our self-acceptance. And remember, my definition of adversity is something is in a state of disorder or it's not balanced. So if you want the adversity to go away, what do? You put things back in their proper order. And that's what we're doing with this. So self-acceptance, if you need to work on your own self-acceptance, that's the place to start. And most people do. That's where we start with life leadership coaching. The beautiful thing about this, if you're a life leadership coach, you always know where to start with a client. You start with self-acceptance. And you help them to understand that they are worthy of all the good things in life, the same as anyone else, no more, no less. And that's true of you too. We all are. You know, but a lot of us will compare ourselves to other people, won't we? You know, and where does that get us? That gets us nowhere good. We don't compare. Don't want to compare. We want to stand on our own two feet. That means we have our own gifts, our own strengths. Yes, we have things we need to work on. No problem. But that does not diminish our self-worth, does it? It doesn't. So we have to accept ourselves and understand that we have the same right to the same good things in life as anyone else. No more, no less. That's our birthright. Everybody has that right. And so we have to claim it. Now, things to help you with that is, here's a great one. Get out an index card or even a piece of paper, whatever, and take 1 minute, time yourself, 1 minute. Write down as many positive things as you can in that 1 minute. Now, nobody's going to see this but you, so be honest. How many positive things can you write in 1 minute? Some people can write 5 or 6. I had one person in my seminar years ago who had like 15. Ha! She really liked herself, which is good. But it doesn't matter how many you get. Just write down as many as you can. Then what you need to do with this is tuck it away wherever you keep something, you know, in your wallet or in your purse or whatever you got. And in the morning, pull it out and review it. And at night, before you go to bed, pull it out and review it and add one more item. Do this for a few days, for a week or longer. But the thing here is to focus that you are as valuable as anyone else. You matter just as much as anyone else, no more, no less, regardless of whether you're white, black, red, yellow, or any other color. Regardless of whether you're male, female, transgender, doesn't matter. Regardless of whether you're short, tall, fat, skinny, makes no difference. Those are irrelevant. What matters is you're human. And that's your right to be, to have the life you want. So that's self-acceptance. Now we're going to jump. Any comments? I hear the mic coming up. Any points or anything anybody want to say?
No, I think you're on a roll.
Okay.
And the only thing I would say is that I agree entirely. I think we can talk about it in a little bit more detail in a little bit, too.
Okay, so, and I'm purposely keeping this pretty succinct because, you know, we teach this. I mean, this is something that you can't explain really very, very well in 20 minutes or whatever. All right, so with Life Leadership Coaching, we start with self-acceptance. We have the client work on that for a while, so if you're in need of some coaching, self-counseling, start with self-acceptance. The next place to start or to hit is the respect for free will. And this is, in concept, is not hard. Stop giving unsolicited advice. Stop trying to make people do things your way. Stop trying to change or control other people. And if you're an adult, well, you're going to be an adult. But if you're a parent, is what I want to say, with adult children, stop giving them unsolicited advice. Now, a lot of parents they don't like to hear that. Well, they need to hear it. If you're a parent with adult children, stop giving them unsolicited advice. I know, look, I'm a parent with an adult child and children. I know what it's like. You want the best for them. You don't want them to trip and bloody their knees and so forth, but that's life. We're there, and we all have a right to do that and to learn our lessons along the way. So don't give them unsolicited advice. Don't try to change people. Don't try to control people, because if you do, you will lose every single time. Now, this doesn't mean you can't share a concern, but there's a difference and sometimes a fine line between sharing a concern and trying to give unsolicited advice. So think about that. One of the biggest problems in any difficult marriage or union or partnership is that one or both are trying to control the other. They're trying to make him into a better person. And a lot of times they're trying to make them into the person they think they could be, but that's not your right. Your right and your job, your obligation, is to live your own life, walk your own path, and let them do the same. So that's the second place to stop, you know, or to visit, is that respect for free will. So first we did self-acceptance. Then we go to respect for free will. And when we bring these two areas into balance, guess what happens? Self-responsibility falls into place. Because when we try to control other people, we're in essence assuming responsibility for them, and we have no right to do that. When we accept ourselves in a healthy way, we are now taking responsibility for ourselves, aren't we? So we start with self-acceptance. We go to respect for free will. Personal responsibility falls into place, and these three start to come into balance, into order. And it'll take a little time, but they come into balance. And that creates self-completeness. And in the process, we are taking our power back, because that is the solution to everything that ails you. Taking your power back. That means knowing who you are and why you are who you are. Standing on your own two feet. Taking your power back. Protecting your boundaries. Sticking up for yourself. Speaking out assertively, not aggressively. Assertively, in a I win, you win type of fashion. That's how Life Leadership Coaching works. And if you're in a place where you need some help, you've got some blocks or whatever, start with self-acceptance. Move to respect for free will. Allow self-responsibility to fall into place and take your power back. Any comments or thoughts?
No, you're doing good.
Okay.
Carry on.
All right. So, that's the gist of self-counseling. You know, and it takes a little meditation, a little thought, pondering. And, you know, you can always seek out someone, too, you know, confidant and talk to them. But in the end, it's up to us to make the changes in us. And sometimes we don't, it's hard to see those things in us. That's why if you have a confidant or somebody close to you, you can bounce things off of, and they can help you to see things in a more accurate light. But remember, you're the final judge. You're the final one who must make it all happen. Now, kind of related to this, I came across an article this evening that I thought fit really well with this line of thought, as well as many of the things we've talked about in the past. And it's an article I saw on Facebook, The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. And before this program is over, I'll put it in the chat room, but I'm not going to put it in there now because I don't want you to go and read it while I'm talking. See, I'm trying to control you. Right?
Influence.
Right. I'm trying to have a meaningful influence on you, in positive impact. All right. So the top five regrets of the dying. The first one is, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself and not the life others expected of me. Isn't that so true? That's what we talk about a lot. It's your path. It's your journey. Live it. You don't need anybody else's permission to do it. You have the right to walk your path without judgment from others. That doesn't mean they're not going to try to judge you. That's their stuff, not your stuff. But you have the right, have that courage to live the life that you want to live and not wait till your deathbed to look back and say, gee, you know, that thing I thought was just the biggest, hugest problem in the world was really nothing compared to what I'm facing now. I just should have taken care of it and done what I needed to do. We all have that. So the first one is have the courage to live a life true to yourself and not living to the according to the expectations of others. The second one, I wish I didn't work so hard. In other words, this is primarily a lot from men, and you know, who had especially several decades ago, who were the primary breadwinners and spent a lot of time away from home. You know, they weren't around for their kids growing up, a lot of them. But the primary thing here is to have fun too. You know, life is not all work. You know, it can be play too. The third one, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. We're talking about assertiveness here. Sometimes we just close up. We don't want to rock the boat, but we end up taking the hit for it. So, you know, express your feelings, especially to your loved ones and those close to you. If somebody's done a good job, give them a pat on the back. Give them an attaboy. Tell them they did a good job. You know, share that victory with them. Express your feelings. Number four, I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. You know, this happens, so we get so busy in life, we get families, and life goes on, and the people that we once knew just, you know, they dissolve. I mean, the friendships, the relationships dissolve into time. We just don't keep up with them. So think about that one, too. The fifth one, I wish I had let myself be happier. And that was well stated, because happiness is a choice. Happiness is where you see it. Yes, the world may be in tatters. There may be problems, and there are. But that does not mean that we can't be happy. Doesn't mean that we're oblivious to what's going on in the world. It means that happiness is an inside job. It means that it's our choice to be happy or not. Everything is in how we view things. Everything is. It's not what happens to you that counts. It's how you react to what happens to you. We've heard that 1,000 times. So happiness is your choice or not your choice. If you want to be depressed over the condition of the world, fine. That's your choice. You know, if you want to be happy while understanding that there are things in the world that need to be worked out, that's also a choice. So I thought those were some good points. Any comments now?
Well, I would absolutely agree. I think that it is a choice. I mean, it's one of a thousand choices we make every day in how we perceive things and how we choose to interpret the things around us. And like you said, being an optimist and being positive doesn't mean that you have to be blind to issues or problems. But perhaps you can use that energy you feel as seeing something that needs to change by taking a positive step and being part of that change. So it's all in how you interpret it. And I think just a lot of great points, especially this kind of goes back to the beginning, but I mean, really, when you start on the self-coaching, and part of that is really understanding that we are perfect the way we are. And, you know, I mean, really, when it comes to human beings, there really is no, you can't have perfection in a human being, because that would imply that there is a type or a certain set of skills, talents, and personality traits that are somehow better than any others, and which is just not true. Where human beings are far too complex to be boiled down to something so simple. So I think you've made some great points, and I think that it's good stuff, good education, and good life skills. But I'm biased.
Yep, I'll pay you later. Dr. Hunter, any comments, thoughts?
Oh, I was just reminding myself of a time a lot of years ago when I was, after surgery, I got really sick, and I pushed that little be happy thing too far. I'm on painkillers, but my makeup my makeup is on right. My hair, every hair is in place, and I'm going to be happy, damn it, no matter what. And of course, it's getting worse and worse and worse. Every time I go to the doctor, he'd say, "Well, you look fine, you know, nothing wrong." And one day, I finally went in with no makeup. He said, "You look like hell. We got to get you in the hospital." So don't push that happiness too far if you're really in trouble.
Yeah.
So was just a side note.
A great point about the balance of life, too. I mean, happiness is not a constant. We go through many different emotions, but it's the overall tone. But I think it's a great point.
All right, so if you would like a card pulled from our Inner Oracle card deck, put your name in the chat room. Or if, in case you're not familiar with our Inner Oracle cards, they're simply cards, or 54 of them, and they go over different topics, things that we teach. They're not magical, but they're magical. They're not magical, but they are magical. It's rather interesting how they pop up. And it'd be interesting tonight to see which ones come up. But they're basically there to make you think. And that's why we pull them, because it gets people thinking. So if you would like a card pulled, then we'll do that. Looks like we have Omar, who would like a card pulled. So we'll start with Omar, Dr. Hunter.
Omar, sorry, I had my mute button on. I apologize. I pulled number 2 for you, which is esteem and validation. Jeez, do you think? Just in context of what you were talking about earlier.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's funny how these cards pop up, and we pull them at random. We shuffle the deck, and we pull a card. 50, out of 54, these cards pop out. So go ahead, Dr. Hunter.
It reads, self-esteem is self-worth based on internal expectations and validation, not to be confused with them-esteem, which is self-worth based on external expectations and validation, that is, what others think. High self-confidence is not the same as high self-esteem. Self-validation is the highest regard you give to yourself. Fully experience the truths of your own path. Now, in context of pulling this for Omar, it might be a little reminder. It might be that aha moment, you know, to kind of put it together. Or, in fact, you're dealing with somebody who has that and you're trying to articulate to help them. So I'm just putting that out there, Omar. It is whatever, in whatever way that you relate to the card. So
well put.
We have Sherry up next. Michael, would you like to pull a card for Sherry?
I'd be happy to. And I pulled number 36, gratitude. Gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended.
Great.
One of my favorites.
And, you know, and the interesting thing about these cards, too, is they obviously mean something for the person they're pulled for, but they can also mean something for everybody who hears it. So, all right.
We have Thaddeus with us tonight, and I just like to say welcome back, Thaddeus. Thaddeus was ill for a while, took some time off, and he's back, and glad to see you here. So, number 44, attitude and disposition, is for you, Thaddeus.
Is it for Tad, or is that?
I have Thaddeus next.
Right.
He just put Tad in the chat as a shorthand of his name.
Okay, very good.
Okay, I guess. Enthusiasm and or an agreeable disposition, along with good manners, assures individual happiness that inevitably influences others. Drawing this card may indicate a time to review a change in attitude regarding someone or something in your life. This can be a positive or a negative. Be proactive. Ask yourself, how hard can it be? A can-do attitude makes it happen. Now, Thaddeus, we know you have a can-do attitude. It's just that little reminder. It could also, again, be in someone else you're dealing with. So, again, I want to reinforce each of these messages is for you to interpret in your own way, in whatever regard. It's not meant to be with a criticism or an opinion. It's just sharing, you know, those little thoughts like, okay, you know, so.
Can you tell me the face value of that card again, please?
Number 44 in the life skills suit.
And what's the face
attitude,
value?
Attitude, disposition.
Thank you.
Star is next. Michael?
I'd be happy to. I'm going full Jimmy Fallon tonight. I love everything, and I'm happy to do everything. You got to know a little bit of late night to enjoy that joke. And I pulled number 39, education. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live.
That's a good one. I like it. Now we have Jeff up next, and Jeff actually chose a card for the group tonight for all of us, which is number 29, Pay It Forward, which is precisely how you started the show, yeah. Dr. Kelly. So that's a little reminder of the Pay It Forward. Now I selected one for you, Jeff. Here we go. Wild card. You do tend to get wild cards, don't you? Wild card number 9, blank. Boy, I love this one. It's one of my favorites. Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep. Dig deep within for the answers you seek. This card is what you want it to be. It is what you need it to be. It is all that you desire it to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices, in the loudest of ways, often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. Dig deep, for your answers lay within. You know, that's one of those moments of, I call it self-creation. It's like I see them, I visualize it kind of as a cosmic intersection where the direction can go whatever way your thoughts are intended. So I really think it's a powerful message for you there, Jeff.
It is. I love that card. And that's something that everybody can benefit from is, you know, dig deep. And that's what we've trying to talk on every program like this. And tonight as well. Dig deep. If you've got something blocking you, you know, try to ponder that, meditate on it, find its source. What is it that's blocking you and why? Is it a disabling belief? Most likely it is. In fact, I'm going to guarantee it is. It's some disabling belief. You know, sometimes the solutions you're looking for lie outside of your belief system. That means that within your current belief system, there may not be a solution. You may have to expand it. That means doing research. That means thinking deeply. That means, what did other people do to solve this? That kind of a thing. And you'll come up with solutions.
Right. Now, is there anybody else in the chat that I have missed?
I don't think so. But I'd like to pull a card. Just, I have a couple of folks in mind, and I'll just pull one.
Sure.
In general for them. And well, this is a good one, especially for self-coaching. It's number 5, the law of control.
Mm-hmm.
Differences are inevitable. Diversity is desirable. The law of control says you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that which you are entitled to control. Do not give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are, lobby for change, or leave.
Yep. Good.
I like that one. I think reading it, that's as much for me as the people I was thinking about.
Maybe it was for you.
Probably was.
All right. Well, it looks like we're kind of at the end of another program tonight. We appreciate everybody's time and attention. We hope that you benefited from some of the things that we discussed tonight, and we hope to see you again next week where we'll talk about other topics. And again, if you have a topic or some kind of a topic that you'd like to hear discussed, then shoot me an email, admin@icmhchurch.org, or if you're a student, send it to the email that you've got there. So, and also, I also wanted to mention that this coming Saturday, May 5th, 2018, is our annual online ceremony, graduation ceremony for students of IMHS and TFU. So, if you are a student at IMHS or TFU, you can check on your respective website and you'll see information on the graduation ceremony. You'll see a roster there. And your name, if you've earned your bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree, and you haven't graduated prior to this, then your name should be on that. If it's not on that, then let me know. But that'll be this coming Saturday at 9 p.m. UTC, Universal Coordinated Time. And there's a countdown timer on the respective websites, and when that countdown timer gets to zero, that's when we're going to start. It's going to be at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific for the U.S., but check your time zone. There's a calculator there, too. Anyway, appreciate everybody's time and attention. Thanks to Dr. Hunter. Thanks to Michael. Thanks to everybody. See you next week. And until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.